I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, Chico. I'm your host for this segment of Chico Now, Vince Haney, and I'm in the studio with two very special guests, Nicole Bateman and Steve Scarborough, and they're with Habitat for Humanity. Welcome to the broadcast, guys.
Thank you, Vince.
Thanks for having us here today.
It's all good. So what brings you guys here today?
Well, you know, I wanted to invite Steve to come and just talk about, he's one of our newer board members at the Habitat Board.
Uh-huh.
And so I just want him to talk about his experiences on the board and what got him involved and what he's learned so far about Habitat.
Well, that sounds like a plan to me. So how you doing today, Steve?
I'm doing well, Vince. Thanks for having us.
Well, my first question is, how did you get involved on the Habitat Board?
Well, I'll tell you, Vince, I spent my career, my entire adult career in the construction industry.
Hey.
Building houses in one form or another. And I'm retired now. And there's a real housing crisis that's going on in this country. And I mean, it affects everyone.
Yes.
We've got folks sleeping, mentally ill people sleeping in the park and sleeping downtown. We've got young people that have pretty much given up the hope of ever owning a house unless they inherit money from their parents or something.
I know.
You got folks that are actually working minimum wage jobs who can't afford to put together first, last, and a cleaning deposit to get into a
trust me, I know.
and even at the top end, you know, we have people living in gated communities who are vulnerable. If there's an economic meltdown again, they may be upside down on their place and lose their housing as well. And Habitat can't solve all the problems, but we certainly do a part of it. And we have the ability to find qualified families and help them get into home ownership. And it's a asset for them as a family, and it's an asset for our community. And because I worked in the construction industry, I felt like I had the experience and some skills that I could help out on this effort.
How long were you in the industry?
I started in 1970 as a carpenter, pounding nails. And I worked as a general contractor, worked in housing design, and I've been around architecture and construction all my life, my adult career life anyway. So, I work on a couple of different committees on Habitat. Resource development's important for us because we can only do what we can afford to do, and the money comes from the community. We don't have any corporate underwriters or anything like that, big sponsors.
You don't get all that, you don't get that annual.
No, so we're working all the time interacting with the community, and so I'm on that committee, and then I'm also on the construction committee. Two different really great committees. The Resource Development Committee is an all-women's committee, with the exception of me, and really some high-powered, talented women on that. And then on Fridays, once a month, we get together with the construction committee, which is all guys, with the exception of Nicole sitting in on that. And a totally different group, but the board at Habitat is just across the board. Talented, committed, just a great group of people, and it's a wonderful organization, and we love to have all those folks out there who, you know, would like to take on a part of a community-based, community-building effort to be a part of Habitat as well.
Yes, it's a great organization. That's why they have an exclusive on this show once a month. But one more question. What have you learned about Habitat, and what surprised you most about what you've learned? You just said about the board.
The board was the first thing. I mean, I was surprised to see how just that sense of commitment and the sense of talent that was on the board. And then when I went to my first wall-raising experience out on a Habitat job site, and I saw all the volunteers, the individuals and the organizations that all came out, were all pulling together for a common effort, and I saw that same sort of energy out there on the job site. And I realized then that, you know, we're not building only houses. We're building something way more important than that. We're building a sense of community.
Yes, yes, building community.
Yeah, and it's
building relationships.
Building relationships, exactly. And that's the one thing that I've learned since I've been on the board is just to the degree to which everyone is enriched by just participating, also simply participating in the Habitat experience, whether they're given a donation, whether they're actually out there beating nails into the walls and, you know, helping us raise walls. No matter how you support Habitat, it you're promoting values that and a sense of community that benefit us all.
I like the term you use, the Habitat experience. You know what? I had an opportunity to experience the experience, and it was an awesome one. And I always tell people, you know what? Get out and serve your community. There's a lot of ways you can be of service to your community. I was just thinking about that this morning. You people, actually, we get more fulfillment out of serving others. Initially, it won't seem like it because you're thinking, oh, I'm not getting anything out of this. But once you get in that, that's why you mentioned that first wall raising, what the experience was. You know, folks that are out there listening, again, there's a lot of good groups you can be a part of. But Habitat for Humanity is boots on the ground, and it's weekends, and it's fun.
Mm-hmm. It's fun.
And then we get to eat together, too.
Right, exactly.
Hey, it's time for a short commercial break. This is Vince Haney Chico now in the studio with Nicole Bateman, Steve Scarborough, and they're with Habitat for Humanity. We will be right back after this short commercial break.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back, Chico. Again, Vince Haney, your host for this segment of Chico Now. And again, in the studio with Nicole Bateman, Steve Scarborough. Welcome back to the broadcast, guys.
Yeah, thank you, Vince. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, you know, and talking about the volunteer experience, it really, I mean, whenever I talk to volunteers, that's always what I hear, is that they leave feeling, you know, they leave feeling tired, but they leave feeling like they really contributed something for real.
Right.
And then they can drive by that house anytime and see what part they did. Mm-hmm. You know, they did that fence, they did that landscaping, they painted that front door, whatever it might be, and they know they contributed to something bigger than themselves. So that's something that I always, whenever I talk to volunteers, I always hear that over and over again. It's fun. It's nice to hear that. Mm-hmm. So
what else is going on at Habitat?
You know, we actually, I just want to mention that we got a grant from the Ford Foundation just a couple weeks ago. We got $10,000 from them for tools. So we had some pretty old tools that we need to get upgraded, and so we applied for a grant from them, and so we're so thankful for their contribution to us. And we've already been out to, when I gave this to the construction committee, they were like, kids, like, oh my gosh, what can we purchase? So it's kind of fun. So we've gotten a whole bunch of new tools for the construction site. So we're going to have some upgraded stuff for the next 10 years, actually. It'll last us that long, most likely.
That's good.
So that was exciting that we got that from them. And then, you know, the houses that we're currently building, we're probably about 60% done at this point. So we think that the home dedication will be in September. And that's when we hand the keys over to the families. So we're excited about that. We just actually got the solar put on this week, and we got the insulation in, and we're starting the sheetrock right now. And we're doing a lot of painting. So people who are coming out to volunteer in the next couple of weeks will do a lot of painting. So that home dedication, we'll make sure that when we come, you know, in September, we'll let you know when that is. So we invite the community to that.
Thank you. It's one of those
ceremonies that that usually there's not a dry eye out there, because the families are getting their keys to the house at that point. And they're very grateful to have the opportunity to gain some wealth in their life,
yes,
and to have a safe place for the children to live. So that'll be fun when we do that in September. And then, you know, I just want to acknowledge some of our construction volunteers who have been out recently. We have some, you know, great groups that keep coming over and over again, and ones that are just one time. But Mattson and Isom has someone that they came out just a couple weekends ago, and they actually they volunteer, but they also could financially contribute to us. They have a monthly contribution with us, which is great.
Wow,
it's very, very meaningful for them to come out, but then also to that they also contribute money. And then we have just last week, and the tourist shelter came out,
really?
And they came out with their staff, and their guests came out.
Wow.
So that was kind of neat to see
that.
You know, that continuum of care that goes on from people living in the shelter, and they can see what, you know, what home ownership might be all about for them when they move through their continuum.
Mm-hmm. Planting
of
the
housing,
seed,
right?
Seed of hope.
Absolutely. So that was really pretty cool. And then we've had Sierra Log has been out a couple times. And Sierra Log actually is someone who one of the homeowners works for. And he actually is building homes, custom homes, with these log homes where he works at. And now he's building his home for his family with a habitat house. So they've been very supportive, Sierra Log. And then we have Build.com has come out a couple of times. And we have the National Society of Black Engineers who's come out. So we've had, you know, people from the university as well as different organizations in town have come out and helped us out with this build. So,
and there's other opportunities to help out as it relates to feeding.
Right. I'm glad you bring it up because this construction is lasting a little bit longer than we thought, which is usually, you know, construction is never, the schedule is always not what you think. But we have a little bit more opportunity for more volunteers later in the fall here, and also lunch. We need some more lunch volunteers. So what that means is that preparing a lunch for 25, probably 30 people around that, and coming out to the construction site around 11:30 and setting it up. And it's a great opportunity because you get to meet the families at that point, and then you also get to meet the volunteers for that day, and you get to tour the houses. So you see what the progress is, and you get to have a firsthand experience of being on a habitat site.
Well, I just want to say sign us up, Rhema Word of Faith Empowerment Ministries.
Okay.
Since it's being extended, we love to. We really love coming out and just being a part of that. So get in touch with Tamara.
Okay.
You already know who to get in touch with.
I do.
Yeah,
and we're
ready
to roll.
Yes.
And maybe this would be a good point to let the listeners out there know what the contact information is for Habitat. You know,
yes.
Because there are a lot of ways. The lunch crew is one, workers' crews, donations. Nicole,
right.
Why don't you give us the...
So you can go to our website, buttehabitat.org, but you can also call 343-7423. And we'd be happy to talk with you and kind of talk about the volunteer opportunities and sponsorship opportunities.
What was
that
number again?
343-7423.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. And your organization can bring lunch because it's been spread out.
Yeah.
So bring a lunch.
Some of the folks, you know, Vince's church has bought lunch a number of times. They're usually kind of on a monthly rotation with us now.
Yes, yes. We've been off for a while,
yes.
So get us back in there.
Yeah, we will. And so St. John's Episcopal Church has done it, Bidwell Presbyterian, Aldersgate has done it with us. We have National Cherry League. Those Ooh. Women and girls come out and do lunch for us. We've had the neighborhood themselves come out and do lunch.
Really?
So we have different families that, you know, we have the neighbors next door, the Hernandez and the Bruins family that just moved in July. They've done lunch a couple times.
Oh.
So they're continuing. The homeowners are continuing to pay it forward as well by providing lunch on those days. So so we will be looking, and we are going to continue building. We're going to be done with these houses in September, these two, and we're going to continue on with the next two. So we're going to be building for the next year and a half probably.
Well, keep up the good work. Speaking of good work, it's time for a commercial break. Again, Vin Taney in the studio with Nicole and Steve from Habitat for Humanity. We will be right back after this short commercial break. Vin Taney, Chico Now.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back, Chico. Again, I'm your host, Vince Haney, for the segment of Chico Now. And again, I'm in the studio with Nicole and Steve with Habitat for Humanity. Welcome back to the broadcast, guys.
Thank you, Vince.
Thanks. You know, the other thing I want to mention is, you know, for people who get the newspaper, we were having ads in the newspaper every Wednesday and Sunday. And they're a half of a page ad every Wednesday and Sunday. And I just want to acknowledge the Chico Enterprise Record because they're doing that for us in kind. And it's been a great way for us to be able to tell the story throughout the year of volunteers, donors, the homeowners, the building, construction site. I mean, it's just every day there's a different story that comes out from there. And it's just a, you know, great for them to be able to participate with us that way. And we're thinking, you know, their in-kind is they're definitely a high sponsorship with us, the Chico Enterprise Record.
Shout out to Chico Enterprise.
Yeah, it's been wonderful.
Indeed. So,
and, you know, the other thing I just want to mention is I was talking about our construction schedule. And, you know, we're going to be building for the next year and a half probably. And then we're going to have about a year in between our building because we're waiting for some land to be annexed in over on Mulberry. We have three lots over there, and then we'll continue to build after that. But after that, we're out of land. So I just want to put out there, if anybody has any land they'd like to donate to Habitat or have a really great deal for us, we are looking for land because after this, we may have to change our model if we don't get some more land. We could do some rehab. We could do some, you know, some smaller little projects in town, which would be great because we know there's a huge need out there for smaller projects. But we would like to continue to build, you know, new houses for people as well.
Okay.
So we're always looking for land.
Always looking for donations of land and also donations of building products and appliances and that sort of thing at the Restore. The Restore is an amazing source of sustaining income for Habitat, and it's based on the generosity of folks who've got things of value that they just don't have any need for anymore. So they call the Restore, and we'll come out and pick it up. And if you haven't been in the Restore lately, it is an amazing facility. It's they've completely redone it. It's organized. It's clean. It's easy to find the stuff that you want. It's the Restore. Location, Nicole,
is 220 Meyer Street.
Yeah, and that's just right here in Chico. And we keep talking sort of Chico, but we are the Habitat for Humanity of Butte County. And so our office is based in Chico, but we are involved throughout Butte County in creating housing and have been doing it for 25 years.
Yeah, so that's right. And talking about our 25-year anniversary, we're going to be having our big year-end kind of thank you of our donors and our volunteers on October 21st at the Women's Center. And it's going to be a brunch. It'll be noon to 2. Mm-hmm. And so we're looking forward to being able to celebrate the people who have helped us get this far along and then kind of looking forward to the next 25 years.
Okay. I hope I'm on that invite list.
Oh, yeah. You will be. You will be for sure. Absolutely.
Okay. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
There's going to be music and champagne, and it's going to be a fun event.
Now, what day is that going to be on?
It's a Sunday.
A Sunday? Okay.
Yeah.
Don't make it doing my church service.
No, it's noon. Hopefully noon to 2.
Yeah, noon to 2.
That'll
okay,
be figured.
Okay.
So yeah,
rather than going out to eat after church.
Yeah. Come on over
come
to the
come over to the brunch. Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Yes. And then talking about the Restore, we actually just recently got a whole bunch. I think it was 20 refrigerators we just got recently donated to us. So people who are looking for a refrigerator, come on in and check those out. And then we just had Sierra Nevada come in yesterday, and they're redoing all their chairs in the big room, and they're donating those chairs to us.
So have they made it to the store yet?
I don't know yet.
I haven't been in 2 weeks. Yet. I haven't been in 2 weeks, so I'm like,
God.
All this
you're
good stuff
just completely
out.
Missing out then.
Right,
get in there.
I'll be in there today. Yeah. Don't even trip.
Yeah. So, and, you know, it really, the Restore really has been a major contributor to helping to build houses in this community. It really is a very successful business, and lots of people come in, from handy people to artists to people who are just remodeling and they want some specific part for their plumbing or their cabinets. So it is a fun store to come into and look around.
It really is. And as Nicole said, we get donations of land a lot of times. So we get raw ground, but to build on it, we need to buy all the materials that go into the house, even though we get, in-kind donations where people suppliers will sell us stuff at less than market value, sometimes at cost as a donation. But still, we have to come up with quite a bit of money to build each one of these houses. So the donation part of it is the Restore helps out, but it's really donations. You can become a sort of a building partner with us, and you can check our website and find out how that works. You can also sign up just to do an EFT, an electronic funds transfer, which is just a small amount of money comes out of your checking account electronically every month, and it could be as little as $10, you know, but that's a $120 a year donation to Habitat. And every drop in the bucket helps fill that bucket up so that we can continue to build homes for and get families that were not in good housing into some respectable housing, and it just creates family units and a sense of community that's just so rewarding to be a part of that. So once again, Nicole can probably, before we go off the air here, give us the contact information at Habitat on how you can get involved.
Yeah, so the phone number is 343-7423, and our website is buttehabitat.org. So we'd be happy to talk with you.
Well, thank you guys for coming in. That's going to do it for this segment.
Thank you, Vince.
And, we're out of here. Join us tomorrow for... Where our host will be Scott Allred. This is Vince Haney signing out for Chico Now.